Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now another listener-proposed call-in segment. Tell us where you would move to and why. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Earlier this week, as many of you know, we invited you to propose some ideas for future call-in segments, and we did one already yesterday. Today we'll do another winning segment from Francis from Greenpoint, who proposed the question, where outside of New York City do you want to move to and why? We love the idea. Thank you, Francis. But we want to open it up even a little bit further than the question the way he proposed it. So not just the five boroughs, but if you were going to leave where you live, wherever you live right now, where would you go? 212-433-9692. And it was interesting that Francis posted this, because this seems to be in the air right now, this particular question. Maybe you saw that new book of essays about moving, Goodbye to All That, quoting Joan Didion, Writers on Loving and Leaving New York, which is essays about various people's experiences of the transition away from the city. Emma Staub, Donnie Shapiro, Janet Sheen, Cheryl Strayed, Anne Hood, Didion herself. But also on yesterday's show, poet, farmer, and activist Wendell Berry, the legendary Wendell Berry, was here. You should listen to that segment online if you haven't heard it. But he mentioned his time in New York. You know, he's from a farm in Kentucky, lives on one again now. But when he was younger, he lived and taught in New York for a while. And here was his response when I asked him what that was like for a farm boy from Kentucky teaching at NYU and in the Bronx.
Well, it was a very interesting time in my life. I enjoyed New York. I don't know if I would have enjoyed it if I had thought I could never leave. But it was exhilarating to be here.
I don't know if I would have enjoyed it if I thought I could never leave. So is that true for you? Do you enjoy New York more knowing you can leave because you also can leave? And if so, where would you go? 212-433-WNYC or post where you would go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll put your phone calls on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's a call-in proposed by one of you, Francis from Greenpoint. If you were going to leave where you live, where would you go? Jay in the Bronx, where would you go?
Can you hear me?
I can.
I'm halfway through a bowl of cereal, but I was in New York for 7 years, and then I lived in L.A. for 9 years. And I know people in New York love to think of L.A. as shallow, stupid, and materialistic, but I think it's a great place to live, and I thought people were just as well-read, just as interesting, just as many people read The New Yorker and The Economist, and it's walkable. It has the second-largest public transit system after New York, and it has the greatest population density west of Chicago, so it's very walkable and pedestrian.
What kind of cereal?
It's unsweetened cornflakes with no sugar, which is hard to buy. You can't even get it at Whole Foods anymore.
L.A. is walkable?
Yeah, there was a big study that I think the Rand Corporation did where they looked at what cities were the most walkable in terms of the things that you need in a typical week. And the most walkable city in the United States was West Hollywood. It beat out Manhattan. And then meanwhile, they're adding, I think, 6 or 7 subway lines. It's got greater population density than Seattle or San Francisco.
So it's not your grandfather's Los Angeles.
No, I think it's very different from people's perceptions of it.
Jay, thank you for your call. Ben in Monroe. Are you in Monroe, New York?
No, Monroe, New Jersey.
Oh, right. Okay. Both states have them. Hi, Ben.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
So for me, the story is basically this. My wife and I have very different ideas about where we would move to. So we're probably not going to wind up moving anywhere. And we're both kind of living in New Jersey by accident, if you will. It's like I was working in New York many years, raised a family. Okay, you want to live in the suburbs. So, yeah, New Jersey, nice place. But I've been here 30 years. It doesn't seem like home still, you know. And my wife, same kind of story. The second marriage for both of us. But, you know, sort of she's an accidental New Jerseyite as well. And, you know, she's anxious to move to Florida because it's like, oh, you know, nice climate, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well, no, New England, that's where I grew up. It seems like a real place. You know, history, you know, mountains, you know, lakes. We love this, right? So we're probably going to wind up just staying where we are because that's like split the difference, I guess.
So you're going to stay put where you are.
Well, it seems that way because I'm not moving to Florida and she's not moving to Vermont, so there we are.
Ben, thanks a lot. Matt in Bergenfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
so if you were going to leave Bergenfield, where would you go?
Well, I'd move up to the Finger Lakes region, and the reason is we moved out of the city a few years ago here to Jersey, and it's a good compromise. It's got all, you know, more space, and you're still accessible to the city, but really, if you move another 3-4 hours northwest into the beautiful country of the Finger Lakes, you're still, you know, accessible for the weekends of New York City, but you get the beauty of the area, low cost, and open space.
Have you made that drive to the Finger Lakes? It's not exactly, you know, Yonkers in terms of distance.
That's true, but that distance also is its advantage. You know, you don't have the population density, and you do get, you know, away from the hustle and bustle.
Thank you very much. Michael in Monmouth County. I will say something, by the way, and Michael, you can be witness to this, about our board. Boy, is it filled with men, and boy, is it filled with people from New Jersey. But anyway, hi.
Hey, Brian. It's always great to have you on my drive every day. My girlfriend and I are both, she's 47 and I'm 58, and I work for a Fortune 50 company. She's an academic, basically, has a law degree and a master's and 2 master's degrees. And really, as we get older and she has little children, we live in New Jersey. It's very dense, very busy, and we keep thinking she needs to be an academic and be thinking Vermont, like Burlington. She's got her MFA from Montpelier, from Goddard. And it's a slower pace. You've got community-supported agriculture. You've got great more bookstores in Vermont than I think any state in the country. It's very accepting. We're both from Jewish backgrounds, but we don't practice. But moving, you know, other places in the country is probably not as welcoming. And Vermont has, you know, great food, intellectuals, and I think we'd have a good life. Again, cost of living is not that inexpensive. But we think it would be a better place to live and a place to retire eventually. And that's, I think, our goal.
You got a good parka?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a good parka?
Yeah, I know, right? It's cold. That's the one thing. The winters are cold, and that's a consideration. But the summers are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a trade-off for everything, Brian. Thank you for your work.
And
by
thank
the way, you. Great.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your call. As you dream of Vermont. John in Paramus are still going through New Jersey town by town. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. Scottsdale, Arizona, for the weather, for the golf, and the low taxes, according to my cousin Lenny. And it's an absolutely gorgeous place. There's 350 days of sunshine and no rain.
And you could sell the last caller your winter wear.
That's exactly right. I give him my winter clothes. Give it away.
There you go. We'll make a match there if you ever both get to live out your dreams. All right. So here's Allison in Manhattan. Finally, a woman. Do you think, Allison? Do you think men dream about leaving their homes more than women do?
I actually have no idea about that.
I put you on the spot with that one.
You certainly did. And I have to tell you, I love your show so much. And I'm on vacation this week. And I'm doing nothing but listening to your show.
Well,
and I'm enjoying it immensely.
I'm really honored. So you live in Manhattan. And where else would you live?
So I am a sun goddess for sure. And I don't like Florida. So I was thinking Santa Fe because I was there once. I think it's a very artsy, cute city. And I thought that might be a great place to move to.
And how long can you live on artsy cute?
Well, I don't know. Maybe as I get older, I might be able to live a little bit longer on that. I don't know.
Allison, thank you very much. And Allison, keep listening. I don't know what your kind of relationship status is, but maybe you'd like to meet Robert in Manhattan. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Because you're also calling to say Santa Fe, right?
Santa Fe, yes. That's pretty funny that the previous caller is moving out there also.
Why Santa Fe?
You know, we went through a lot of the cities in the United States that we like, me and my wife, and Santa Fe was one of the few that we can agree that we like the politics. We love the South. We love Charleston and some of the other cities down there, but I don't think I could live there.
Robert, thank you very much. Robert wants to go to Santa Fe, too. John in Brooklyn, and it's interesting, too, John, I'll let you be witness to this, just how many cooperative people in relationships we have calling in. People are not calling in, John, have you noticed, with just their individual fantasies? They're saying, oh, my wife and I, my girlfriend and I, my husband and I, you know, she likes this, I like that, so I think we'll compromise on the other thing. So we have a very cooperative listenership with, this is not pure fantasy fare, you know what I mean? So, hi, John, where would you move? From Brooklyn.
Oh, yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
I would move, first of all, I'm an actor, but I teach theater and speech on the Brooklyn campus of Long Island University. And if I was going to leave New York, I would have to go where it's warmer because the winters are, I can take them less and less as I'm getting older. The cold, I want to get away from the cold. So I would go to, I like L.A. very much. I have friends who live there. People have told me San Diego's beautiful. I haven't seen that yet, so I have to visit there. And if I left the United States, I would love to go to Southern Italy.
Southern Italy, nice. First person to mention a place outside the United States. Oscar in Sunnyside, you did move to a place outside the United States, right?
I did, correct. I'm a 15-year-old New Yorker. I'm originally from Colombia in South America. Lasted 15 years in New York. 3 months ago, I moved there to get married to my lovely wife, who's from Ohio. And we're happily living in Bogota, Colombia, for the past 3 months.
And so for you, it's home. So it's a different question than for somebody who grew up in New York. But how do you find it the most an improvement from New York and the most a disimprovement?
The most improved healthcare. Healthcare, universal healthcare, $40 a month for a couple for basic care. That beats any place in the United States. And the unimprovement is the infrastructure is still a little bit behind, although from being 15 years in New York, the city of Bogota has improved immensely, although it has a long way to go. Beautiful weather all year round. It's spring, fall weather. You don't have to deal with super hot summers or super cold winters. It's a sweater will do you every day.
Oscar, thank you very much, and enjoy Bogota, which is not Bogota. We just had a losing Senate candidate from Bogota, New Jersey.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's New Jersey, correct.
So from Bogota, Colombia, Oscar, thank you for calling in. Joel, you would also move out of the country from Manhattan?
Yeah, no, I originally lived in Sri Lanka and India for most of my life, and I've been here for 9 years, and I feel like I've been here for too long. I need to move, and I need to do drama school somewhere, so I was thinking of going to England.
And what is it that makes you want to move? Is it professional or is it lifestyle?
Well, professional, as a mix of professional and lifestyle. Professionally, I would say that originally, like, I feel like having been in New York for a long time, and yes, diversity has really improved in the media in America, but I still find that there's a better market penetration that is found in England, mm-hmm. Especially for people of different ethnicities, and that's why I sort of want to move back there now.
Joel, thank you very much. All right, last one. Nelson in Manhattan, where would you move?
Hey, Bri, I would definitely want to move to Colorado. I've never had the pleasure of visiting there yet, but I'm very intrigued and impressed with their new degree of civilization with the new marijuana laws.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very tired of living in a city where this, you know, this sadistic schnook of a mayor is allowed to play Hunger Games on every young black male in sight.
Well, whatever you think of the mayor, he is not long for City Hall.
He's such a creep.
And Nelson getting his political agenda in there as a reason for moving. But I said it's going to be the last word, and it's the last word. But this was a lot of fun, so you can continue to post. Where would you move to from wherever you live right now? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show. And thanks again to Francis from Greenpoint for suggesting it. We'll keep doing more of the call-ins that many of you suggested earlier this week.